In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last week, our focus was still on the tomb of Christ and the holy myrrh bearers that brought that little that they could bring. For the last three Sundays of Pascha, our meditation in the Gospels will be on baptism. We have been baptized into this life of Christ, this life that is a resurrected life. We say that we are no longer under the power of death. At least, it has been made possible for us to no longer be under the power of death. We have been baptized into a death like His, we say. But in order for that baptism, that death of the life that we would have lived in the world like beasts, like animals, and not like God, that life is ended, we say. But in order for that to be true, we have to actually be living that life. At every opportunity when some conflict with another person arises, it is an opportunity for us to act either as beasts would act, either as those under the law would have acted, or as Christians act with love, with compassion in the new life in Christ. These last three Sundays, this is the first of them, and we focus on the paralytic that lay 38 years by the sheep's pool. And next week will be the Samaritan woman by the well. And then finally, the last Sunday of Pascha, the blind man who, when Jesus healed him, was told to go and wash himself in the pool. The emphasis for one half of the Sundays of Pascha is on living the reality of the life that we have been given. It is of no use to us if we are baptized and then go and spend the rest of our lives living in a way that the Jews could have lived before God became incarnate, before He destroyed the power of death on the cross and arose. All of that is for our baptism. All of that is to affect and change the way we live in the world. Otherwise, we are lost. We're still given over to death. Each time we come in conflict with another person, there are two possibilities. We will betray Christ, or we will act with the life that we gain from His wholeness, from the fact that we have been baptized into His life and we are Christians. When the Jews were under the law and they did something against their neighbor or another person, they went and they gave sacrifice at the altar, and the break was repaired at a legal level. There are those who try to understand the Christian faith in exactly that kind of way. But Christ came exactly to replace that relationship between Himself and God. He came to make us whole. He came to make us able to walk at one with Him in the Holy Spirit of God. We are, in one way, like the paralytic laying by the pool for 38 years, our Christian lives, so-called, may be 38, 48, 58, 68, 78 years, lying by the pool, waiting to be healed. But in another way, we are unlike the paralytic. Because even though the Blessed Theophylact says that until Christ comes, we are paralyzed in the spiritual abilities of our human nature, Christ has come. We can't say, like the paralytic, there is no one to put me in the pool. We can't say that. We have been baptized into a resurrected life. We can't go back to the old legalistic relationship with God. When we come to another person or another person comes to us and we fail in the Christian life, and we justify ourselves and blame the other person, then we are trying to return to the law. But that way is closed to us. We are baptized into the life in Christ. We either betray him or reveal him. And if we betray him, then we go and we have to repent of having betrayed him. We have to return to our baptism. And it is a death. And the question is asked to us whenever we encounter another person and we have to choose between Christ or ourselves. It is as if that person is asking us the same question that Christ asked the paralytic. Will you be made whole? Do you want to be made whole? I am here. I have destroyed the power of death. I can raise you from this situation and have you not behave like a beast. Have you not behave like someone who believes that they are under the law and all they have to do is bring some sacrifice of admitting that they have broken a rule of Christian life that does not speak to us in our preference for ourselves. That's what we're doing when we try to take the Christian life back to the law. Make of confession an opportunity to come and to admit that we have broken the law, give me forgiveness, I am making this sacrifice. But that's not the nature of the new life. That's the old life. This new pool of baptism, Theophylact says, is a pool that we have to hurry to get into. We can't make excuses for our sins. We have to repent of them. That means to stop, turn around, and move in the other direction. It does not mean repent in the legalistic sense of admitting that under the law, I know this is wrong, I admit that I have done it, and I ask for God to forgive me. Repentance means a return to the active life in Christ because our spiritual abilities have been restored to us in Christ. Our spiritual abilities, those capacities of a human being to be like God, to be loving and compassionate and more concerned with the other person than we are with us. Not to be Pharisaical and to demand a rule according to a law that, for the most part, we don't follow ourselves. That is the new life that has been opened to us. As Christians, we are always waiting for the coming of Christ. What are we always waiting for? We are always waiting for the next encounter with another human being created in the image and likeness of God. That is the coming of Christ for us. During these last 3 weeks, we will be meditating on the fact that life is available to us. Available to us at every moment. Every other human being that we meet is an opportunity for that new life to spring forth in us. Because Christ is risen. He has destroyed the power of death. It is not a proclamation that has nothing to do with me and how I live my life. It is a proclamation that means that every time I encounter a difficulty in my own spiritual life, it is another case of my either waiting for Christ and answering his question, "Wilt thou be made whole?" by saying yes or by saying no. I don't want any part of this. The other person is at fault. I am totally justified. But I do admit that according to the all but impossible teachings of Christ, this is something that I ought not to have done, and so I admit it. Christ didn't come, become incarnate, die on the cross, arise from the dead, and baptize us into his life so that we could live like that. He came in order that he could be able to tell us, as he told the paralytic, when the paralytic answered him, "Yes, I would be made whole," he came so that he could answer us in those times of crisis. When we say, "Yes, I would be made whole," rise, take up your pallet, and walk. Don't lie like a person dead in your sins, inert, with no capacity to live as a human being. That is never necessary for us as a human being because of Christ, because we share his life, because he came and he shared our life, and now we share his life. That is what it means to be a Christian. If we don't have the new life to live, or if we don't at least repent of the fact that we are not living that life, and we don't commend ourselves to Christ so that we can, at our next encounter with another human being, respond to Christ with the words of the paralytic, "I would be made whole," then what does it mean to be a Christian? It means to be a fraud. It means to be a Pharisee. It means to be preaching ourselves. Christ is risen so that we might not live a life in bondage to our passions, to our self-love, and to our sins. That is why Christ came, in order to restore and return to us our ability to live as real human beings with our spiritual capacities renewed. Why would we want to live in some less than human way? And so, the next time we encounter one another, let us realize that it is a choice for us between affirming to Christ that we would be made whole, that we would respond to that person as Christ responds to a person with love and compassion and humility, and say to him, "Yes, I would be made whole," instead of, "No, I would rather remain as I am." Theophylact says that if we don't hurry into this new pool, then a condition worse than the first, worse than lying in our sins and our self-affirmation, will come upon us. Life is about spiritual and moral choice at every moment. We don't have the strength to be able to respond out of our own self-love to Christ's question, "Will you be made whole?" But there is a flame burning in us, even as we lie paralyzed, like Christ lay in the tomb, dead. There is still a flame burning in us. In the small icon that we carried around the building on Holy Friday, there is in the foreground of the icon a candle with a flame and an angel on each side of the flame holding a fan above the candle, the way the altar servers hold fans above the gospel, the incarnate Christ in the Word. They hold these fans above that flame. In that tomb of darkness, as Christ lay dead, there is life still. There is that flame there in the tomb. And in ourselves, even though we don't live this new life that we are baptized into, there is still always that flame. It is to that flame that we have to turn when we are tempted to respond, not like Christians, but like something less than human beings who have had our spiritual capacities restored to us in Christ. We are able to act at one with Christ and deal with others as Christ deals with us. Orthodox believe that that is true. If we say that it's not true, then how can we claim to be Orthodox Christians? To be an Orthodox Christian is to believe that it is possible for me to act in the moment, in harmony with Christ, at the time when I am challenged to act like something less than a human being. We are Orthodox because we believe in synergy with God. We are Orthodox because we believe that God came into the world and sacrificed himself, not just simply to keep us from going to hell in the end, but to keep us from having to live a life of hell and bondage to the powers of death, because we have lost our capacity to act like a human being, like Christ. And so, as we think of the paralytic and his positive response to Christ's question, let that question come into our mind the next time we are tempted to respond in some way that is less than a Christian response to another human being. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.